business ethics. Some would say that term is an oxymoron. The recent public exposure of business malpractice, from the unethical to the criminal, has drawn attention to some of the cutthroat practices in the business world. How does someone balance their own personal sense of ethics with such behavior at work? Let's ask Kathy. You know, the business world can often be cutthroat, and you have to balance your own personal ethical convictions against some of these cutthroat business practices in the real world. How do you do that?
You know, I have commented on this in my Ask Kathy blog on clevelandwomen.com in a different context, but I think when you're a junior employee, it is very, very hard, nearly impossible, to challenge behavior that you find disturbing. You, however, in your own world and in your own delivery, in your own achievements, and how you treat people in the workplace, can absolutely have a solid ethical line. As you work through, and certainly as I worked through leadership positions and grew in my authority and who I was within my various employment and business ownership role models, I tackled behavior that was unacceptable. I tackled behavior that was unethical, that was immoral, that treated the people that treated others in a way that was demeaning or ways I just felt was, you know, unethical in the workplace. I challenged it. I do think that in a leadership role today, we're foolish to believe that all those around us are even-handed and ethical and moral in their dealings. We can see that from all of the Sarbanes-Oxley sort of investigations, the stock frauds that have happened recently in Enron and such. And so we're foolish to think that those types of inadequacies don't exist in the human condition. They do. But I think we can make decisions as leaders and as people to choose to not have that conduct in our lives. And I'll tell you, you feel a lot better for it.
You've been listening to Ask Kathy. Business and leadership advice from Kathy Horton Panzeca. Come back for more soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.